Ignatius broke away from Dorian and rushed across the room, pushing through the elegant guests, and unplugged the phonograph. As he turned around, he was greeted by the guest's emasculated version of an Apache war cry.
Beast!
Madman! Is this what Dorian promised? That fantastic Lena!
The outfit, grotesque, and that earring. Oh my.
That was my very favorite thong.
Horrible! How unbelievably gross!
So monstrously huge!
A bad, bad dream!
Silence!
Ignatius bellowed over their enraged babbling.
I am here tonight, my friends, to show you how you may save the world and bring peace.
He's truly mad.
Dorian, what a bad joke.
Where in the world did he come from?
Not even vaguely attractive.
Filthy.
Depressing. Someone turn on that delicious record again.
The challenge,
Ignatius continued at full volume,
is placed before you. Will you turn your singular talents to saving the world, or will you simply turn your backs on your fellow man?
Oh, how awful.
Not at all amusing.
I'll have to leave if this tacky charade continues.
In such poor taste. Someone turn on that record again. Dear, dear Lena.
Where's my coat?
Let's go to a smart bar.
Look, I've spilled my martini on my most priceless jacket.
Let's go to a smart bar.
The world today is in a state of grave unrest,
Ignatius screamed against the mewing and hissing. He paused for a moment to glance down in his pocket at some notes he had scribbled on a piece of Big Chief paper. Instead, he pulled out the torn and dog-eared photograph of Miss O'Hara. Several guests saw it and shrieked.
We must prevent the apocalypse. We must fight fire with fire. Therefore, I turn to you.
Oh, what in heaven's name is he talking about?
This is making me so depressed.
Those eyes, they're frightening. Let's go to a smart bar.
Let's go to San Francisco.
Silence, you perverts!
Ignatius cried.
Listen to me!
Dorian,
the cowboy pleaded in a lyric soprano.
Make him keep quiet. We were having such fun, such a grand gay time. Oh, he's not even amusing.
That's right,
an extremely elegant guest, whose taut face was brown with suntan makeup, said.
He's truly awful, so depressing.
Must we listen to all of this?
Another guest asked, waving his cigarette as if it were a magic wand which would make Ignatius disappear.
Is this a trick of some kind, Dorian? You know that we dearly love parties with a motif, but this... I mean, I never even watch the news on television. I've been working all day in that shop, and I don't want to come to a party and have to hear all of this sort of thing. Let him talk later if he really has to. His remarks are in such terrible taste.
So inappropriate,
the black leather lout sighed, turning suddenly fey.